Call today.
Welcome back to the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I'm Scott Bertram. We say hello to our new listeners on AM 1320, FM 1013, WKAN in Kankakee, Illinois. Thanks for listening to the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We're joined now by Howard Smith. He's a 1968 graduate of Hillsdale College, also CEO and owner at Wilson Bohannon Lock Company in Marion, Ohio, and being honored at the 2021 Alumni Awards Banquet here at Hillsdale as a distinguished alumnus. Howard, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You're back here on campus. You had mentioned off-air you were here for 50th, but it's been a couple of years. What are your feelings as you come back to Hillsdale College's campus?
Didn't look like this when I was here, you know, 50-plus years ago, for sure. I mean, we had a student hut on Hillsdale Street. It was right beside Mock. And then while I was here, they built a student center, which is just where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's impressive. I mean, Hillsdale grows in everybody's mind, starting with the Imprimis, you know, that goes back so many years to where it's almost 5 million people subscribe free of charge to the Imprimis. It's Hillsdale just grows and grows and grows and is more impressive as time goes on. And as I travel business-wise around the country, and I tell people I'm a graduate, golly, I have never met a graduate, but I think so much of Hillsdale College. I get the Imprimis. I love what they stand for. They're defender of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the religious freedoms in our country. And we realize 1844 mm-hmm. and what it was, the principles and inclusion of women and all sorts of minorities, all the things that Hillsdale stood for, it's even more important in our country today.
So tell us a bit about Wilson Bohannon Lock Company. I had read that it is now in its seventh generation at the company. What do you do, and what makes Wilson Bohannon unique?
Well, we started out in 1860 in Brooklyn, New York. My wife's great-great-grandfather, my wife was also a graduate. We met the third week in college, and we graduated together. She went on and got her master's at Ohio State, and I went on and spent 4 years in the United States Coast Guard. But going back, 1860, her great-great-grandfather and his son, Todd Wilson Bohannon, founded the padlock manufacturing company in his backyard in a shed behind his house. 1870, they built their first building. 1884, I mean, they started to have another facility, a foundry, and basically they sold to the railroads. There were many lock manufacturers back then. We are now in the seventh generation. We moved to Marion, Ohio. My wife's grandfather moved it there in 1926, and that's almost 100 years. We're about a 70-employee facility. We have all 10 acres of our original industrial park. We were 1 acre back in 1926. We now own all 10 acres, 4 buildings, and about 70 employees, about 40,000-square-foot facility. And we make brass-keyed padlocks. So if you want to find out about us, you know, we just go to padlocks.com.
The company has survived for quite a long time through good times and bad times. What have you learned in your time at Wilson Bohannon about being successful when perhaps others are struggling?
I think it's easy for anyone to realize that when times are good, everyone is successful. It's when times are tough. That's the challenge. How do you face that adversity? And we have a steel workers is our union we have. Came in 1968. I started working at Wilson Bohannon in 1973, and I've been there almost 50 years. I've been the first start in the accounting department, and then I spent the last 25 years as the CEO, president of the company. So, and times get tough. In the recession of 08 and 2000, price of material goes sky high. Through efficiencies and productivity improvements, we remained competitive. We compete with products made overseas in China and Mexico. So automation, productivity improvements, and then having a good respect for each other. And two most important words I believe in business today is communication, letting everybody know your visions and your aspirations, keeping everybody on the same page, all the arrows pointing in the same direction, and also love. Respect for each other. Our top 5 officers at our company have over 180 years experience at Wilson Bohannon Company. So we have loyalty, we have good workforce, we embrace high-end technology, and as our competitors slowly go by the wayside, there's only a few lock manufacturers left in America, and we're proud to be 100% American-made.
Howard Smith is with us, CEO, owner of Wilson Bohannon Lock Company, and distinguished alumni at this year's 2021 Alumni Awards Banquet here at Hillsdale. How do you go about building a culture of employees who are happy to be there, who want to contribute to the success of the company?
You teach each person with respect and dignity. You should have love in your heart. You follow the Christian tenets, as Hillsdale College taught me many years ago, and you work together. As I said, communication is the most important word, I think, in business today. And we just work as a team. We work as a consensus. We believe in each other. We all try to do what we possibly can to make the company successful. And we embrace technology. We're high-end. And we have some of the finest lock machines in the world. And we just I embrace technology. I love technology, automation, you know, robots. We just did a cyber audit through Columbus State, and they said they had never seen a company of 70 employees have as much technology, have as much cybersecurity wrapped inside their four walls as we do. So there's a reason why we've been successful, is because we continue pour money back into our facility. Instead of a lot of families, you know, that usually don't make it past the first or second generation, the third generation says, you know, I'm just going to take the money and run. We've always plowed our money back into our facility and into our employees. We pay good wages, and we honor all the people that work for us.
Wilson Bohannon is located in Marion, Ohio, about 40 miles north of Columbus. It's not quite as remote as Hillsdale, but it's not part of a major metropolitan area. Is there something to that, and why have you stayed in Marion for these years?
We started in Brooklyn, New York in 1860. Started with the railroads. Turn of the century, the railroads started to consolidate. Today, there's only five major railroads left in this country. So we wanted to go. We embraced the turn of the century, and we looked at what our business we sold to were utilities and heavy industry. So we moved to Marion to be more centrally located. Most of America was basically based between the Mississippi and the East Coast. Okay, so Marion was a railroad hub. So a gentleman, Mr. Huber, came to Marion in the 1870s and built quite an industry. And then Marion Power Shovel, he was one of the founders of Marion Power Shovel. So Marion is considered a double diamond. So that's how we moved product. We wanted to be centrally located, closer to utilities and heavy industry. And there was a Malba Casting Company in Marion. And so for those reasons, then my wife's grandfather, Wilson Mahannon Choi, came through on a troop train in World War I, stopped at a whistle stop there, canteen stop, and he remembered the friendliness of the people in Marion. So in 26, when he was looking to move, he thought about Marion. There's where we stayed since 1926, one location.
Let's talk a bit about your time here at Hillsdale, class of 1968. What did Hillsdale teach you about being a responsible citizen, and how have you applied those lessons perhaps with Wilson Bohannon?
I believe in giving back. I believe in the community commitment. Hillsdale, just all the things they stand for, the religious freedoms, the conservative values, the defending of the Constitution, and all those things I believe in, and I honor those, and I embrace them today. So Hillsdale gave me all the basic tools to be a business person today with honor and respect. So Hillsdale just continues to impress everyone across this country. So all those things that I learned here, I applied many more times from my experience at Hillsdale. I mean, just the socializing, being part of something, being part of the union policy board, you know, and things like that, and the leadership workshop program. There were so many opportunities at Hillsdale presented themselves to me. So I took advantage of all those things and enjoyed them. So many of those things I incorporated in my life and also in my business world. And Hillsdale, the imprimis that reaches over 5 million people, business people I talk to all across America are very, very impressed with Hillsdale. Look around how this campus has grown and how your $1 billion you apply to students, where 90-some% of your students get some form of aid. You know, other universities, the Yales, the Harvards, that have $40 or $50 billion, do they share that with their students? Certainly Hillsdale does.
Howard Smith, Hillsdale College Class of 1968, CEO, owner of Wilson Bohannon Lock Company out of Marion, Ohio. And that website, one more time, is?
Padlocks.com. Anywhere in the world you want to find about a padlock, just padlocks.com. And or if you want to buy Made in America, you'll go and you'll see us.
Howard, thanks so much for joining us here on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
Thank you so very much.
That will do it for this edition of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Our thanks to Al Stewart and Alan Taylor telling us about the Nimrod Center here at Hillsdale College. Bacha Ungar Sargon, her new book is called Bad News. Elizabeth Fredericks talked to us about modern Irish poetry, and we heard from honored Hillsdale alumnus Howard Smith. You can hear new episodes every week on this station. You also can find extended versions of some of our interviews, including Bacha Ungar Sargon this week, or listen anytime to the podcast. Find it at SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or Amazon Podcasts. Search for The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Follow the show on Twitter at Hillsdale Radio or find us on Facebook. The assistant producer of the show is Nate Esbenshade. Until next week, I'm Scott Bertram, and this has been The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.